From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 21st day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And the news every week just gets heavier and more serious and more examples of just off the charts, Big Brother, 1984, Brave New World type society. It's unspeakable. I am shocked. Alex Jones, who lives this constantly, cannot believe how fast this is all moving. Here are the stacks. Back from the dead, Democrats vow to ram Emanuel through health care. I have a huge stack of government-sponsored terror news that has been declassified. 9 months before Operation Northwoods, government leaders suggested false flag terror in Dominican Republic to bomb our own embassy to blame it on them. That's coming up. A lot of new developments with Joe Stack and the kamikaze attack Thursday in Austin, Texas, against the IRS / FBI building in the Echelon office building complex. Stack's family has told the AP that it sounds nothing like him, and the writing doesn't sound like him from the suicide note. Also, we've been covering this since last Wednesday, but it's just now really hit national news. And yes, it's true, and yes, it's happening everywhere that we know, everywhere you spot check. We discovered 6 years ago that public schools were giving laptops all over the Western world, giving, you pay for it in tax money, to the students for several reasons, several surveillance reasons. Everything they write, they say, they do, the English class, the history class lessons, everything is written. The health class is set up so that the articles you write, that you're ordered to write, are really dossiers on your family. That's been in the mainstream news, but only here and there. And that also, not so much the video camera in the last 5-6 years that are in all the new laptops, they're using that to watch you as well, and that's now confirmed. It's the audio. They're recording everything. So just be aware of that. And it's built into the cell phones, the laptops, the computers, everything. The switch happened about 6 years ago. And this is all declassified. It's just the average person, when you tell them this, can't believe it. But we'll break it down. And now the FBI is investigating. Give me a break. They're the ones behind it all. So that is coming up today. Also, Ron Paul won the presidential straw poll at CPAC, the big, all-important Republican conference they have every year. He got the biggest standing ovation a year ago. This time he won the straw poll against Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, all of them. Well, of course he did. And every time he gets up and gives an anti-war speech in front of Republicans, the whole House almost falls down. It's an illusion. It's a hoax that conservatives want war. It's a lie. It's a fraud. Are there some morons out there? Obviously. There's some Democrats out there that want war. But the majority of real conservatives don't want it. And understand that it's bankrupting this country. So that's coming up as well. Also, it's not hard to predict. I mean, we know their methodology. But I predicted in the last 6 months with the cybersecurity legislation, it's now passed the House, it's in the Senate, that the government would stage massive cyber attacks against themselves and others. They've now done that on the heels of this CNN special that aired last night, and they're about to ram through the Senate. And they admit on CNN they're going to take over the web, shut it down during emergencies, the Pentagon will run everything. They're already setting up the grid before they even pass the law. Very important radio broadcast lined up for you today. And we'll start breaking these stories down one after the other on the other side of this quick one-minute break. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Visit them while you still can. Now, there is a chance we can educate the public and stop this takeover of the web, but that's up to you.
Hello.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The internet cuts both ways. It can be used as a tool of incredible liberty and freedom and empower the free market and uplift the very poor and make the middle class wealthy, or it can be used as an iron fist of surveillance and control. And that's what DARPA and the Pentagon openly designed the internet for in the 60s and 1970s. That's not my opinion. That's what all the experts from across the political spectrum who've broken down the history of the internet worldwide clearly have concluded. In fact, here is the Wall Street Journal from this weekend, and this is the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and it says the digital dictatorship, and an image of a man with barbed wire wrapped around him as he sits in front of his computer. It's fashionable to hold up the internet as the road to democracy and liberty in countries like Iran, but it can also be a very effective tool for quashing freedom. And it mainly focuses on how China, Iran, and others use it to crack down and control people. But if you really look at the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House, that's actually what's being set up here in the United States. And simultaneously, the exact same policies and control systems are being put in Western Europe, England, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. So I'm going to get into this first today, then the latest on the kamikaze attack in North Austin on an IRS/FBI office building. We'll break down the latest developments on that front coming up. Also, Ron Paul has won the CPAC poll of who Republicans would like to be the next president. No surprise to us here. He got the biggest standing ovation last year at CPAC. But this is important because the Democrats and Republicans are beating the drum for new wars. But all the polls show the Democrats and Republicans don't want a new war. So we'll be going over that today. The bigger question is, what pretext will be used by our government as a reason to go to war with Iran? So I want to go back over some of the history of declassified government-sponsored terrorism today, including something new last week that the State Department declassified. In fact, I sent you guys that IM and didn't see it in my stack. Will you print me the actual State Department page? Where they've now declassified that Bobby Kennedy, of all people, along with Robert McNamara, wanted to stage terror attacks against U.S. facilities as a pretext for war in Latin America. I know that Kennedy had said no to Operation Northwoods, a plan to bomb U.S. cities, but it looks like the Kennedys were for bombing U.S. bases to blame it. And Kennedy only got mad after the Bay of Pigs when the CIA sabotaged their own operation and then blamed it on him, and that's when he had his big wake-up call. We know Kennedy's never been perfect, but 50 years later, they are now declassifying all of this by the day. And, of course, then LBJ did stage some events, the USS Liberty and, of course, Gulf of Tonkin, both of those now completely declassified as staged events used as pretext to launch wars or attempt to launch new wars. Now, the whole cybersecurity issue and how governments now that we're all addicted to the Internet, taking it over as a tool of surveillance and control and massive censorship. It dovetails with articles out of the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, where public schools across the United States, not just in Philadelphia, this is the latest case, give laptops to the children that taxpayers pay for. The media says these are free. No, they're not free. And they're using them to surveil. And they use the cameras and they watch you at home. And this is now admitted. The principal admits it and says, what's the big deal? But I want to explain to people, it's not just computers given to you by the government. It was not declassified. Google announced it. So did Yahoo in 2006. Competing software they have that is on most new computers. It's embedded. It's not. It's hardwired in as the operating systems for the microphone and camera to watch you with an NSA/Google/Yahoo backdoor. And Google and Yahoo hid this in plain view. I mean, I screamed bloody murder in 2006. Some people laughed at me, even though I linked to Google and Yahoo's own press releases. And it's not just in Prison Planet. Sure, we broke it off of the Google press release. The Register publication, newspaper over in England, reported on it a few days later. So we'll be going over that because you need to know. I mean, I've had people in my office and people at my home say, why is there a postage stamp or a sticker stuck on your computer screen's cameras that are up at the top? And I said, oh, because the government and corporations dial in and watch with those, but I have trouble, you know, plugging up the microphone. And then they laugh at you. This is not funny. Okay, this is not a joke. I know that's Big Brother, and it's hard for you to believe this is going on. But then overnight they come out very calmly and say, yes, we're listening and watching all of you, and yuppies don't like to be losers. So they just then overnight say, well, I like being watched. I like being listened to. That's freedom. And Alex is a kook because he doesn't like it. Alex was a kook saying it existed 4 years ago, and we just didn't check his documentation. But now that it's on Fox and CNN, and of course, they're reporting it like it's not that big of a deal. Well, it keeps the kids safe to be watched at school. And yeah, the school didn't tell people. And yeah, the principal called the young man in and said, you were doing something you shouldn't have been. No one knows what that was in his bedroom. And yeah, you know, there's a lawsuit now and the FBI is involved. And they're saying, well, it's okay to have the software on there for the school to look at you, but we want to know why they were activating it. Mm-hmm. Sure. No, all your computers have it if you bought them in the last 5-6 years, and you're saying, well, how do they have millions of people listening to me? They don't. They have 30-year-old NSA technology known as Echelon software. This is the old stuff we know about, and it keywords. And so computer dials in and records you, and then transcripts are made and put into algorithm databases. But if they actually want to pull the video or audio up, they do. And they use this to frame a lot of people in government and whistleblowers they don't like. Let's say you are playing with yourself in front of the computer. They just videotape you off the camera, and clearly this just happened to one of the former weapons inspectors that's been exposing them. And then they splice that in and claim you were doing it online with an underage girl. This is the type of stuff they can do. They can also record your voice when you're on the phone and then create a code key copy that will fool even the best voice recognition technology. A computer can't even tell the difference. And then they can, and they had this 15 years ago, in seconds, type up what they want you to say, and then have you say it perfectly. And we've actually now been finding some of this online with people already doing this to me. So look out, ladies and gentlemen. Look out. Now it's getting cheap to morph video as well. But you bet. If you're sitting there looking at pornography in front of your computer at night, oh, and it's your digital cable box, too. Your digital cable box or TiVo records what you watch, when you watch it, and has built-in onboard audio as well. Many have video now. And, of course, I knew about that 10 years ago and warned you as well. People laughed about it, and then now it's mainstream news. So everything you're doing is being watched. In fact, will you bring my iPhone in, please? Remember on Christmas Day, it was Thanksgiving Day, was it 2005? Bush flew over to Baghdad. No, 2007. We weren't in Baghdad yet. No, we were, 2003. It was 2005. Memory, folks, I'm going back here. It was 2005. Bush flew over to present the turkey in Baghdad. And a whole bunch of the press got on at Fort Hood, where they met Bush to fly over on the surprise photo op. And what happened was, at that takeoff, they ordered everyone to take the batteries off of their cell phones and put them in a bag. Well, and it came out in the news, well, that's because by federal law, all cell phones made after 2001 have a chip in them where government or private corporations can dial in live time and listen to the audio. And now most phones have video and track exactly where you're at. I told you about that in 1996.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones in the second hour today. It is Sunday, the 21st day of February 2010. But I want to go over all this news first. Okay, as we went to break, I was explaining that in 1996, when I first got on talk radio, I was exposing that under federal law, all cell phones were designed so the government could dial in and listen to everything you were doing, even when the phone was off. Now, you may have said, well, wait a minute, you said that was 2001. It became law in 2001. In 2006, they passed the Telecommunications Act, and in and amongst the bill, and this was even in mainstream news, it said that the government and simultaneously other governments adopted this as well, as we're under a global system. The corporations, the Fortune 100, set the rules that all cell phones were becoming tracking devices to track you down to a few feet of wherever you were. Even if the phone doesn't have GPS, the cell towers do and triangulate where you are and where they can dial in and listen to everything you're doing and track you. Now, in 2003, I saw mainstream news articles. The first one I saw was the governor of Wisconsin in an article going, look at our new fusion center the feds paid for. Yeah, with our money. And we can live time type in somebody's name and pull up wherever they are via their cell phone. Total Big Brother. Now, notice almost all the new cell phone brands like iPhone, you can't take the battery out. And without warrants, they just dial in, do whatever they want. And of course, the government lied about that and said, oh, we only use it once we have warrants. Then it turned out millions of roving wiretaps a month. They just do whatever they want. They don't get a warrant. They do nothing. And the government mainly uses this to track what the public really thinks. And they know you're angry at them. They don't have to read a Rasmussen poll where 75% of Americans are ready for revolution. They already know that because they're listening to you. They're criminal. They're out of control. Think how outrageously corrupt this Philadelphia public school was, that the principal and assistant principals are on record. The parents and kids found out because they would say, I saw your son smoking marijuana. I saw your son doing something he shouldn't have been doing in his bedroom. I saw your daughter. People said, how on earth do you know that? And they said, well, we have software on these computers that the feds paid for that are anti-theft. And if we want to know if a laptop's stolen, we just dial in and turn the video camera on. Wait a minute. But in these cases, in the federal lawsuit, the laptops weren't stolen. See, I remember 10 years ago, and Steve Watson wrote an article for PrisonPlanet.com today breaking this down, giving you the big picture. That's what we do. We don't just cover one story by itself. Our articles almost entirely are big picture, where we'll go, oh, look at this article, and then look at 20 others. In Tennessee, in California, in Texas, in New York, I mean, just literally hundreds of cases where a visiting basketball team of middle school girls in one Tennessee case show up in the showers after the basketball game and see cameras in the showers and run out freaking out, panicking, parents are cussing and yelling in the parking lot. And the school said, well, of course, there could be theft. There could be fights in the showers. Yes, we record all the naked girls in the showers. They had sold it in some type of brainwashing operation in that particular school district, but then when other people showed up who hadn't been brainwashed and hadn't been conditioned, they rightfully freaked out. It's the same thing with the naked body scanners, where they admittedly record your naked body and store it in a biometric ID database. This is the government recording your naked body. And as we predicted, now movie stars, TV stars, and others in England have had their TSA print off their naked body scan and say, please sign this for us. See, government's setting the precedent that they're God, that they can do whatever they want. And all these records of the cable companies and others of what you watch and what you do, it all goes into your file on your psychological makeup. This has all been admitted. And so it's the same thing here. You've seen the news reports all over the country where in a whole bunch of the cases, a girl, it's always a girl, gives one of her friends a Tylenol or a Luden's cough drop. In one case, it was nothing but sugar and a little bit of menthol, not even an over-the-counter drug. And they arrested her, strip-searched her to see if she had other drugs, quote, drugs, and then say, we're allowed to strip-search. See, they're just setting the precedent and telling you, yes, we're going to record you. We're going to videotape you. We're going to put, I mean, I've literally seen hundreds of articles about cameras in the bathroom stalls in public schools. And then I saw articles in Florida and Michigan, of all places, and I haven't looked in years, this is like 5 years ago, where they were putting cameras in the bathroom stalls at roadside stops. So you need to be aware this is happening and get angry about it and say no. Say no to all of this. But, of course, it's all done for your safety. But think about the psychology of these principals. When they go, what's the big deal? We're just turning the cameras on when your daughter or son are in their bedroom. That's freedom. 20-plus thousand homes in England and growing. It was 2,000 a year ago. Now it's 20,000. People have children, and they say, you had a learning disability, or you were arrested once. Your child's in danger. And so now we're going to make you, at birth, when you leave the hospital, for a few months, have multiple cameras in your house that the government monitors to make sure you know how to feed and change and take care of your baby. Guilty until proven innocent. I saw a story 2 years ago. Houston police chief calls for cameras in homes. People won't believe it. Pull it up. Just search engine it. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers, and then we archive this for PrisonPlanet.tv so people can watch the show, not just the radio show, whenever you want, how you want. And so some people will say, well, why do you have a free iPhone app that's in the top 10 apps for news apps now at the iPhone store? It's a free app. Links are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, people are going to have these phones regardless. People are going to be surveilled. I'm going to use the very instrument of surveillance and control. I'm going to use these to break people's conditioning. It's an inanimate tool. That'd be like if you were in a Nazi concentration camp or a Russian concentration camp and you grabbed a gun away from one of the Nazi guards and, oh, don't use a Nazi gun or a Russian gun on a Russian. No, it's an inanimate object. I will use it as a tool. Yes, we use the Big Brother system to reach out to people and to warn them about what's really going on in the Matrix. You've got to go into the Matrix to get people out of the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, you're not in Kansas anymore. Foreign offshore corporations brag that they've set up a total surveillance grid, and what's the end game? To financially rob you of everything you've got, of everything you are. But to be able to rob you successfully, they've got to have this police state surveillance grid in place so they can get away with it. Now, when we come back, I want to get into the takeover of the entire free market internet system by cybersecurity and the White House. And this is nonpartisan. This started back under Clinton, and then Bush, and now Obama. But if you want to know just how bad it really is, we're going to go over it, and a lot more coming up today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we're back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. So the people of the planet are waking up to the big banks, to Wall Street's corruption. It's all over the foreign mainstream news that, as usual, Goldman Sachs set up the double set of books in Greece and Spain, and then is intimately involved bringing those countries' financial systems down. I've had members of the Icelandic parliament on documenting the same event. The same people ran the scam here in the United States. And as a people, we have to become aware of this and say no to it. Now, it's not my opinion that the government is taking over the internet. The cybersecurity bill states that all ISPs that even serve 100 people or more, small internet companies, will have to put in government hubs, government software that's wired into their networks. The Pentagon is separately, in the last 5 years, building its own giant network nationwide and laying its own cable worldwide, and now saying they're going to start shutting down the old web, forcing everyone on to their web. And then CNN last night had a big piece And we have an article by Kurt Nemo, an excellent report at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com titled CNN Broadcast Major Cyber War Game Propaganda. Michael Chertoff and others were there, the former head of Homeland Security that makes all the money off the body scanners, the naked body scanners. And they said, we've got to get the American people ready to shut down the web as it's known. We have to prepare them, and we have to have the Pentagon take over all the power companies. We've got to nationalize them because terrorists are going to strike the Internet. Now, I have reports in the last 2 years of the Pentagon saying it's simulating attacks on itself. And every time they do this, they then blame it on outsiders. It's kind of like antivirus companies being caught creating their own viruses. This is their pretext to take the Internet over and start filtering it and censoring it. And we've seen Spain. We've seen England moving this way. We've seen Italy completely move that way. Australia, New Zealand. We're seeing my films being censored all over the world. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's happening. And so CNN has another report here, cashing in on Internet censorship. More people are searching for tools that allow them to access inaccessible information as this happens. And then right on time, 2 days, 3 days, 2.5 days before the Saturday CNN government propaganda piece they had, where they fear-mongered everybody and kind of laid out what they were going to do, Washington Post, more than 75,000 computer systems hacked in one of the largest cyber attacks, security firm says. Oh, they're a security firm. They'll sell you the fix. Don't worry. More than 75,000 computer systems at nearly 2,500 companies in the United States and around the world have been hacked in what appears to be one of the largest and most sophisticated attacks by cyber criminals discovered to date, according to a Northern Virginia security firm. And it just goes on. Oh, they're just now discovering all of these, some of them that happened as much as 2 years ago in 196 countries. So this is what's being pushed. The government's going to save you from that old pesky Internet with a new Internet that will literally wrap you in cyber barbed wire. All right, continuing into other key stacks of news. Oh, by the way, before the break, I mentioned that it was in the Houston News that the police chief wants cameras in everyone's homes. Houston police chief wants surveillance cameras in private homes. Orwellian telescreens will monitor your behavior. That's out of the Associated Press, if you want to read that report. See, the establishment thinks you're so broke back, so broken, that you'll give in to anything, that you have no moral compass, no common sense, that they have a principal telling high school students, I'm watching you on the school computers that you were given, that your parents paid for. I mean, why is the government offering free computers? They're not free. And it's come out that they get grants from Homeland Security, from the BATF, from the FBI. Just look this up for yourself. Like, look up ATF, BATF grant to school, FBI grant to public school, Pentagon grant to schools. And they come into the classes and pay the schools tens of thousands of dollars per grade where they do this, generally 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, millions of dollars for big school systems. And they have them write reports about their family life and their parents on computers, and then that's uploaded to the federal government. They're not just watching you. They're having your children write reports on you. This is what you pay tax money for. Suit. This is Seattle Times. It's got an AP article. School used its laptops to spy on students at home. And then the FBI is going, well, maybe it's reasonable. But I wanted to go back to this PrisonPlanet.com article by Alex Jones and Paul Watson, September 6, 2006. Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. And where did we get this? We got this from Google and Yahoo. We have direct links to their press releases, and It pops up on my iPhone now. It says, you know, let us know where your location is. Let us access your microphone and camera. No, no, no. I've got to say no, no, no every time I use it. No, 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 no. And still, if they want, they just bypass it. It says, Macromedia Flash Player Settings, Privacy, allow websites to access your camera and microphone, allow, deny. Here's the screenshot right here. And they admit, Google says, don't worry, we don't have people listening to you. A computer listens and records your dog barking. And this is word for word from them. If they hear a dog barking, they then send you pop-up ads for dog food. It says in here they listen for your favorite TV show. It records what's on the TV in the background, and they have databases of keywords, and they know, oh, you're a Friends fan, or you're a Two and a Half Men fan, or you like American Idol, or you like the NFL, and it goes into your file. Oh, don't worry, a person's not listening. We're just recording it in case somebody does want to pull it up and listen. Here's the Register, also from September 2006, Google developing eavesdropping software. It says, the first thing that came out of our mouths when we heard that Google is working on a system that listens to what's on your TV playing in the background and then sends you relevant adverts was, that's cool but dangerous. And I guess who first broke it was Technology Review, citing Peter Norvig, director of research at Google. Do you understand what's going on? Do you realize the magnitude of this? You've got to say no. But it's the same thing with censorship. Google's now suddenly censoring. All the other big sites are starting to censor. They control much of the networks out there. And it's like, well, okay, I guess so. That's just how it is. You know, we've got to do it. But here's the key article that breaks it all down from today. Sunday, February 21st, 2010, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, Big Brother, not just spying on school children through their laptops. Now, if you're listening in Austin, Texas, I haven't gone and spot-checked Austin. But I've seen hundreds of articles the last 5-6 years. And I know that the federal grants that pay for these laptops load the software on it. So you need to go find out if this software is on your computer. And then you need to raise hell about it. This is not just going on in Philadelphia. This is not just going on in Sacramento. This is not just going on in New York City. And though it's on record, that's happening there. I mean, if you may think freedom is being naked body scanned at airports and your 12-year-old daughter being videotaped in her bedroom by the school principal. And by the way, in a report in the Sacramento Bee, 4 years ago, they admitted that the police station's dialed into their dressing room and watches your naked daughters and then shares it. But they're the government. They're God. They're allowed to. They're allowed to say illegal aliens are above the law, too. They're God.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Tower Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor at rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I know we have a lot of new listeners that tune in every millisecond on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave Satellite Internet. So we just pulled up Newsweek for you. This is from 2 days ago, Friday, February 19th, the snitch in your pocket, remember I told you this in 96, 14 years ago, law enforcement is tracking American cell phones in real time without the benefit of a warrant. But they don't tell you this was set up in 96 by federal law. See, they get it universally adopted, they get it implemented, and then they tell you about it. Well, let me go further. They're watching you with the cameras in your laptops and home computers. All the new computers have it. They're listening to you. They're tracking you. It doesn't matter if you're a government agent, a minion, someone who loves the system. This is Big Brother. This is unconstitutional. This is criminal. And they had all this in place before 9/11, but we still got attacked. And it turned out the NSA and branches of the FBI tried to stop the attack. I've had Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger on the Colonel, and they were blocked from doing it. And it's now been declassified that Sybil Edmonds, who was one of the FBI translators, said the CIA was running al-Qaeda on 9/11. Of course they were. You say, well, who flew the planes in the buildings? We don't know. We just know those guys were U.S. government agents, protected, trained at U.S. bases, on record, Associated Press, hidden in plain view. This is facts, folks. We don't get up here and report what we wish was the truth, or, oh, we wish the government was nice, or we wish all this hadn't have happened. This is the reality of what's going on. And remember, why would Google come out? Why would this school principal come out and say, yeah, we're videotaping you in your house? We're keeping everybody safe. They think it's their right to do it. They're throwing it in your face like you're going to accept it. Don't be radical. Go along with this. Is there lying? You know, I'm doing a big investigation right now. It'll probably be a few weeks till they get to it on air. But send your tips to showtips at infowars.com. But I'm in contact. I've met with government officials. Public servants is actually what they are, here in Austin and Travis County. And I'm getting the specific cases. And I want Art Acevedo to know this. And this goes for 800-plus other cities. Where illegal aliens aren't just allowed to drunk drive, they are allowed to kill people. Illegal aliens are allowed to get so drunk, they run over whoever they want, they crash into a car full of kids, hurt people, and a month later run into an Austin, this is just one case, an Austin police officer's vehicle transporting a prisoner. Ooh, that'll freak them out. They know this case. The cops got mad. And they let him go without even a fine. And there's thousands. 65% of the crime in Austin, this is internal numbers, and Travis County are committed by illegal aliens. More than half of the L.A. Jail system is illegals. And they just let them go. And I've had Austin police tell me this. I've seen it in the news where sheriffs around the country, one case in Tennessee, arrested a van full of illegals being smuggled, and ICE wouldn't come pick them up. The point is, they tell you, we're doing all this surveillance to keep you safe. We're running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers, and we're taking your blood without warrants, because if it saves one life, it's worth it. And we're, meanwhile, illegal aliens. Think about Mexico. 100 million people, and a lot of the folks that come up here are bank robbers, murderers, rapists, arsonists, killers, pedophiles, you name it. Pickpockets, the list goes on and on, drug dealers, and they all come up here fleeing justice, and then they can use any ID they want. The Mexican consulate will give them as many IDs as they want under the consular matricula. It's like easier than getting something out of a Cracker Jack box. There's been big investigations in the state of Colorado on this, and that's my biggest frustration. I have all these investigations I could do. I'm like a real police detective for the people, and I've got thousands of cases. I mean, there's no way I can even run all these down. But this one is important enough that I am going to get on it, because I want people just in the town where I live to actually know what's going on. I mean, I talked about one of my guys in here who formerly worked as a customer service rep with Austin Energy. You pay your light bill and your power bill, your gas bill to the city of Austin. It's the same in 800-plus cities. That's basically every major city and medium-sized town in the country. They're sanctuary cities. And you pay $200 to get your power turned on or your gas. And they use a matricula card, a fake ID, but they've been ordered to accept it. A citizen has to show, what is it, four types? Yeah, my issue is that he doesn't want to come on air because he formerly worked there. But the point is, they make citizens show all these forms of ID. But then illegals only have to show one. And what you said, 90% or more, 90% or more do not ever pay the bill. They just pay the down payment. 6 months later, their power's turned off. And then a new matricula comes up the same address. But then you were telling me if an old lady's $10 over, you turn it off. Yes. So citizens have the book thrown at them. So the illegals don't have to pay bills. They get to get welfare in 4, 5, 6, 7 different names. I've seen cases of over 14 different aliases and 14 different payouts to illegals, and they never get caught, and they never get in trouble, and they're above the law. And that's why you see illegals drive around in any major southwestern city. But you can even go to Illinois, New York, it's the same. Cadillacs, brand-new Chevy trucks, just money pouring out everywhere. It's welfare. 30 million illegal aliens in the United States, and they don't have to pay anything. No insurance, no nothing. They have their regular jobs. They have their welfare payments. They don't have to pay their power bills, their light bills. They can drink as much tequila and cerveza as they want and run over whoever they want, and they're let go. I've told the story 50 times. I'll tell it 51st time. About 2 years ago, I pull up my parking lot. We had a server crash. I had to let a IT consultant into the building. And I'm meeting him, and there's two police cars, and he's in handcuffs, and I pull up, and the cops jump up and freak out, and they go, oh, you're Alex Jones, I'm a big fan, I'm retiring in 6 months, can't wait to get out of here, you know, you ought to hear my band, it's really great, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, why are you arresting him? And he goes, well, we're ordered to arrest him, his driver's license was expired. And I said, isn't that up to your discretion? And he said, yeah. But he said, this officer showed up first. I mean, I might have let him go, but he's and they're putting him in the car. And I said, if he was an illegal, you let him go. He goes, absolutely. The judges don't even fine him. Now, the word is they'd get a $25 or $50 fine 2-3 years ago. In Austin, they get nothing now. They are gods. Remember the railroad killer, the railroad serial killer? Pull that up. Railroad serial killer. Illegal alien, railroad serial killer will pull it up. How many murders? It was more than 10. Raping, killing everywhere. He'd been arrested repeatedly, always let go. Just murdering, killing, above the law, no ID, nothing. Meanwhile, citizens are totally surveilled, being watched by their iPhones. Everything's being listened to. Your kids are being watched. Everything's surveilled. Everything's controlled. They're taking blood all over the country without warrants. There's military checkpoints everywhere. It's just, but illegal aliens. I mean, I'm really thinking about getting a body tattoo. I'm serious, to be brown. And then changing my name to like Hugo Chavez. I'm serious. And then I would be like the Invisible Man. I mean, I don't really drink much, but I could drunk drive and not worry about it. I could get 6, 7, 8 forms of welfare. I'm sure paid enough taxes, get my money back. It's like a tax refund. I could. But see, it's not just people in Mexico. And it's not blaming them. It's our government that's done this. We should help Mexico throw off its tyranny. Now, Mexico for over decades had consul matricula cards. Now, Poland, Venezuela, and a whole host of other countries are now issuing their own consul matriculas. Because our government wants to bring people here to get on welfare to bankrupt the system, because big banks run this country, and this is in their own documents, and they want bigger deficits. They want to bankrupt and then federalize the states. They don't want us to pay it off. Just like the IMF and World Bank on record have been caught going into third world nations like Nicaragua, El Salvador, first world nations like Argentina, Nigeria and Africa, Greece, and they pay off the politicians and tell them, don't pay this money back. We want the 30% compounded interest. See, it's the same thing here. It's just total, lawless, criminal government. So I don't want to hear you got to run a checkpoint and search my car to keep America safe. I've been out at these checkpoints. The illegals just get let through. Boom, boom, boom. But not the slave citizens, because we've got money that the big bloodthirsty ticks of government want to suck out of us. Now, just because the government's lawless and criminal doesn't mean we do what Joe Stack did. And when we come back in the next hour, I'm going to break down the kamikaze attack in Austin, Texas, that killed himself and one other. A true tragedy. And this guy, folks, is not a hero. And I just want to put that on record. A lot of people are ready for war with the government. And I think the government knows that now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.